And talking of hard questions, it's time for our question of the week, Diana.
Yes, this week, even though it's so lovely and warm outside, it's freezing in this studio.
Hello, this is Yevgeny from Russia, and here is my warm question from cold Russia. Human is a warm-blooded animal, but I want to know, how does human's body heat itself? Thank you.
What is the body doing to stay warm?
I'm Roger Thomas, a professor of physiology in the University of Cambridge, and I do lecture to medical students on thermoregulation. But what we should start with by saying is that we are all producing heat all the time by the chemical processes in our bodies. I mean, for example, the heart pumping blood around the body uses energy derived from glucose, and the energy, the mechanical energy from glucose is produced with waste heat. So all the time the heart's working, it's producing excess heat. All the other chemical processes going on in the body, digesting food, thinking and so on. The amount varies. I mean, after a heavy meal, you produce a lot more heat as you digest it than normally. But I expect the questioner really wants to know about producing heat when you need more than normal. And there are two mechanisms there. One, I think, is very familiar to most of you, shivering. This involves involuntary contractions of large muscles, which generates heat wastefully, as it were, but in this case you need the heat to keep warm. The other mechanism is known as non-shivering thermogenesis, or heat produced by mechanisms other than shivering, and this primarily involves brown fat. These are cells in patches of tissue all over the body, particularly near the heart, in the shoulder blades and so on, which are very important in newborn babies who have a lot of trouble regulating their body temperature. But in adults, it's also found, although this has been controversial, and this works by simply burning glucose to produce heat rather than any other form of energy. So it's 100% heat production process, and this tissue is located near blood vessels, so it warms up the blood and warms the whole body.
Brown fat is great for burning glucose and producing heat. It has been hypothesised that people who live in houses without central heating tend to have higher proportions of brown fat. But then, central heating is another form of thermoregulation, along with clothes and blankets. And a paper published in Obesity Reviews in January actually showed evidence that living in warmer houses is contributing to obesity, and this could be related to reduced proportions of brown fat against white fat. Well, if that hasn't been enough blubber for you, what about this question?
This is Rob from Utah in the United States. I recently took a trip to SeaWorld in San Diego, California. I really enjoyed the trip and the many animal shows. But as I was sitting and watching the whale show, it occurred to me that the music they were playing for it was really loud. As water is more dense, it should be a better conductor of sound. If this is the case, are those poor whales being deafened by the repeated exposure to all this loud music, destined to never again enjoy whale song?
Does all that music bother the whales, or do they like it? Answers on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Twitter us at Naked Scientists, or you can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com.